All right, we are live. So I want to thank everybody for joining us for another Monday at a live Q&A. This time it is glue pulling, when to glue pull, and I guess when to not. So Dave, Ryan, do you want to go ahead and start off, plug yourself?
Go for it, Dave O.
Dave, Windy City Dent Repair out of Chicago.
Ryan from RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore.
And of course, Chris Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. Like we always do, we always start off with some tools that we have. Ryan, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll start first. Got the good old trusty Elimident glue gun. Since we're talking about glue pulling today,
Yeah,
James
there you
sent
go.
us some stuff for our workshop, so I wanted to give him a little plug, elimidenttools.com. I started using originally was using his it was the Snap-on glue gun with the Elimident adapter, and it worked great. But the minute I went to this glue gun, it seems like my pulls were right on point. I mean, I think it's the actual glue temperature that he's got. It just works awesome. So if you don't have one, get one. It takes Makita, DeWalt, or Milwaukee. It's a great glue gun.
Do you set it on a high or low setting? What do you normally run?
I started on the high, let it get blazing hot, and then I'll cut it back. It's got an
I'm going
adapter for a
strong.
cigarette lighter that goes in the back here. And then you have a USB to charge your phone or your ear
I use the
pods. Or,
USB all the time.
I mean,
All the time. It's always
this
charging my
thing,
phone or my AirPods. Like, I love that option.
it's got a battery out, battery to tell you if it's low or going to turn off. Sometimes it does turn off and you put a new battery on there and it won't light up. The trick is take the battery off, hit this button three times, put the new battery on, and it'll work fine. So this thing is a beast. I swear by it. I think Chris, you've got the Stucky one and you like that one too. But I don't know if I'm biased because this is the only thing that I've really used that really works.
I use it every single day, every single day.
I've got two of them that I keep in my truck with two different types of glue. So it works really well. I can't complain. Ahead, Chris.
Sorry about that. I got two things. I have. Since we're talking about glueing, I have the Black Plague ice
Oh
tabs,
man,
tabs.
yeah, buddy,
And
yeah.
then these come in different sizes, but I'm showing off kind of their larger ones. I think this is the largest one that they do have. And just to give you guys a reference, there it is right there. So,
Oh, wow.
yep, I think this is the largest one that comes in a kit. So, I've tried the green ones today, and at first it wasn't pulling the edge, and then I just said, let me just try it in the middle of the door, and they definitely pull harder
Oh my
than a
gosh,
round one. So,
they're awesome. They're
definitely, if you
awesome.
guys are stuck, I only used it twice. You'll see it in the next video. I literally took it out of the package and used it. So you'll see it, but these things are great so far. And I wanted to bring another glue gun in that maybe you guys might be interested in. It's the Pro PDR. Probably for about 4 or 5 months now. The one thing that I like, now it doesn't have the USB charging or anything like that. It does take Milwaukee, Makita, or DeWalt. So that's a good option. You can turn it down like this. It has a little knob. Hopefully, you guys can see that. The only problem is, I mean, obviously, these are voltage, but I don't really understand what that equates to on temperature. So it always
And
goes to high.
you're getting some crazy feedback from turning that knob next to the microphone.
I'm not getting that any feedback, but I don't know. It changes the voltage. But the slick thing about this gun is that the you can change them out. So if you have like a green glue or a you know, you're running two or three different glues, you can just slide it in, and then slide it out. So
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. So I think out of all the glue guns that I do have, you know, they all have their own little unique features.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but I thought that was pretty cool if you're in the Hail Trail, and even if this one, my light is going in and out, but even if this one is glue gun, I mean, the actual gun itself goes bad. I think people are buying like the Amazon ones for like $13, and they're just swapping them in and out. So if you keep a bunch of them in the car, yeah, you never really have a problem.
That's a cool feature. That is a cool feature.
You can get like an all-in-one. That'd be great.
So I got another.
Yeah, man.
I still got the other tool over here. So whenever you're ready, yeah, my secret weapon.
What do you got?
This is my whole Colafria tab tape setup. It used to come in this weird envelope, and it never really worked for me. So I'll show you what I've got. This tab right here is my go-to. It's tab tape. It's actually broken. I was going to send a message to Brandon David, but I think I'll wait a little while. This stuff works awesome. I know you guys don't really use it. It's got a round tab, an oval tab, and I just keep it on wax paper. And then this is my little one that I've kind of created. It's a gangrene tab with Colafria on the end. It works really, really good. Really, really good. And then I've got my little backup container of the actual real Colafria in the can, kind of like a big ball of it. So if you guys do large damage, I keep telling it, I praise this stuff. It's definitely got its place. The larger damage, it kind of moves a lot of glue. You don't have to wait for the glue gun to get hot. You don't have to. I probably use this 3 or 4 times a week. Colafria sends you this tab with this canister. The problem that I have, and I've never used this because the tab doesn't fit in any of the U.S. slide hammers. So you really just have to grind it down. I just haven't really used it. So, but I keep it in this little case, keeps it clean. You don't have to worry about it with the tab tape. You just spray it with alcohol, just like a regular, you know.
So you just make it look even easier for us to do our job. And
exactly. it's that secret suction tool that we use to pull all these dents out. If I got paid on how many times people would say, just use that suction thing that you have. So
That's right there, right? That's the pack.
And the best glue on the market right here.
Oh, yeah, that green glue.
This stuff is a beast. And I cut them in half. Do you guys cut your sticks in half?
I don't.
Oh, man. It makes life so much easier. Like for me, I hate when that stick comes out of the gun. When it comes out of the back of the gun and it's all bent over, and then it goes in there, gets a little tough. Cut them in half. It makes a big difference. You don't waste as much glue. It's easier to put in a box. You know, I store everything in like a plastic case, so to where I can just grab that whole bin and just if I have to glue pull, it's the whole bin with everything in it. So that's it. That's all I got. I actually forgot I was going to bring the pool dog, but I forgot to bring it. It's out in my truck.
I love that thing. I love when you bring it. I don't have one, and I was going to get it. That pool dog, that chrome shiny.
I'll bring it next week.
I got one.
It's got the tighten. You can tighten the tension on it.
The spring.
Yeah.
I like it. Actually, I need to pull it out. I need to use that more often. So let's get the ball rolling on the glue pulling. So if you guys have any questions about glue pulling, just feel free to put it in the chat. My light is going in and out. I think it's just getting hot. But anyway, I'm going to show you guys a series of photos, and hopefully you guys can join in. We're going to see I've seen them, but I'm going to ask Ryan and Dave if what you guys would think. What you guys think? So Shark, he sent me a few photos. So some of them are his photos. So let me show you this. Can you guys see that?
Yes. We can. Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. Let me make sure it jumps up on the live. There you go. Okay, cool. So what's your plan of attack? Glue pool, not glue pool? What's going on with that?
It's aluminum wraith fender, isn't it? I believe. Yeah.
I'm Rose Race.
No. Yeah. I would push no glue.
I'm glue pulling the top. 100%.
You glue pull the top?
100% I'm glue pulling the top.
All right. Ryan, no?
I'm gonna glue pull the top. I'm gonna push the bottom, but I'm gonna glue pull the top.
I would go straight in, pull the whole thing.
Yep, I'm with Ryan. Tooling the whole thing. I wouldn't even mess with pulling it. I know that's some tough aluminum, but Dave, you work on these all the time, so.
I'm pulling the top. That's what I'm saying.
You know something we don't know.
Yeah, I'm pulling the top.
All right, guys. All right, so we got a question. Which alcohol do you use to release the agent? I'll let you guys answer while I pull up the next picture.
Right now, I use 91%.
Yep, I'm using the same.
I'm hoping Friday, I'm going to have a case of the 99% from Keystone. So I have to get it to Chris to let him try it too. When we were at the Kiko thing, I really, really liked the 99%. Even on old tabs, a lot of times you'll glue that tab and not get the glue off and throw them in your bin. And you got all these tabs with glue on them. Mm-hmm. This stuff, it's still hard to get off the tab. It gets brittle. With that 99%, it peeled right off. So
yeah,
We'll keep you updated on that as soon as we get it.
When you're going for that old tab and it's got all that hard glue on it, and you're
yes.
trying to peel yes. it off because you it's need that tab.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to share another one for you guys. Present to everyone. Come on.
Ooh.
There we go.
Definitely glue.
I'm on. Go ahead, Dave. What would you do?
I'm looking at it. I'd use a little bit of glue, a little bit, but not a ton. Was that a Ford Escape? Ford
F-150.
Yeah.
I'm only losing glue at the top, above that crease line, and then below it is all tool.
I would get the bulk of it out. You know, yeah. With the glue. And it's so weird because, and I've said this before in other shows, there is no right or wrong in
right.
this business. It's what works. I think Dave O and I were talking about it. You know, everybody does things a little differently or uses different tools. So when you guys see this stuff, don't think we're wrong or we're right. Or, you know, main thing is it's all in preference, you know. So...
Well, that is that. And shouts out to Dent Gents for sending the pictures. Here's some more. Here's go one. Here's one that I worked on. Let's see. Let's see if I can screen share that one. Yep. There you go. This should be an easy one. You guys get it?
Yes. No.
Yeah, no.
No glue, huh?
Nope.
Not a chance.
I mean, and that's even tough with a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so sharper they are pretty much the no glue, right? That's what I could pretty much do. The sharper the dent, no glue, right? Do you guys agree or you got to...
Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's show another one here. This is an easy one for you guys.
All glue. Actually, that would be tab tape.
What?
I can see how that would work on tab tape.
See, and Ryan, like, I know exactly what you mean with that tape, but it's
one,
it just
one pull. I fixed that dent for $350, and it took me 15 seconds.
Come on.
One pull, and it was perfect.
Come
that
on.
That was that one in a million, though.
Come on.
How many times did that happen, though? How many times did that happen, though?
I stuck it right on the body line, right there, and it came right out. One pull. No knockdown, no nothing.
Come on.
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm going to switch it. Hold on. I'm going to switch it to you. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, man.
One so you pull. Can see, it. See that? One pull. Tab tape all the way, baby. Totally worth it. I keep telling you.
I can't tell
you.
Anything.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's too much. Oh, man. But how often does that happen, though?
Tab tape gets a lot of stuff close, man. It's like I work for Tab Tape. I need Cola Fria to send some stuff over here. As much as I praise that stuff, it's because I use it all the time. So that was a good one. Glue, a little bit of glue, and then push.
I'm pushing that all the way. I'm not even pulling out my glue. I'm pushing. Wow, that's just look at the difference. Still be out 100%, right? Yeah, I'm. Well, I did repair this, and it was all tool. So, didn't even think about pulling out my glue. Oh no, this is yours, right?
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah. What did you actually do?
I glue pulled right above the body line where it was kind of that wide crease and then pushed the rest. It was like one pull and then pushed the rest of it. So.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's see a few more. All right, this is a nice one. We may have some mix. There we go. All right, what you think?
Ryan's putting on Tab Tape.
Yep.
Yeah, for real, right?
Yep.
What else?
But the crown, like you start, like you're still gonna have to.
Oh yeah. I mean, the Tab Tape isn't the fix for all of it, but it pulled the bulk of that out.
And instead of heating up the glue gun,
exactly,
you're saving those 5 minutes.
Exactly. For me, five minutes is huge.
But then what about that second pull that you may need?
That would be a one pull, knock the crown down, and then tool it.
Interesting.
You're going to find out in a couple weeks, so don't worry about it. We're going to tab tape every dent.
Everything.
I basically would have probably glue pulled that body line while I'm doing the crown. I probably wouldn't have gone to a tool pretty much at first. I think we have a few more. Let's see. What you got? Just seeing that? Now, this is a rail, so definitely all glue on the rail.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, that tab, because this is your picture, that tab, the green tab, is that made like that, or did you kind of?
That's the Black Plague or Gangrene Oval set that they have.
Oh, okay.
I need to get that set. I need to get that set.
I don't use it that much. I really don't.
Really? But that's like the perfect tab.
You know what else? If I would have had the square tabs, I would have used a square tab. So
put it where? At the top?
Right in the center.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The square tab in the center of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, man.
I'm using the small square tabs on rail dents, like rail hail dents, and they're coming out amazing.
But a big square on that type of dent will work.
Yep, yep.
I gotta check those out. I really have to check those out or start using them. Like I have them. I just need to start implementing them more.
I did use them, like I said, today, and the round ones compared to the square ones, it pulled. I don't want to say twice as hard, but it was definitely difference. I actually didn't want to use it anymore because it was pulling too hard. So
Yeah, they do pour. I don't know. I really don't know if it's just that the way the glue's wrapping around the edge. I have no clue what it is. It's a thinner material too, you know, than the rest of the gangrene. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some science behind it somewhere. So
did you try the ice?
They pull about the same, the gangrene and the ice.
The green
for me.
Okay. All right, this one was easy, so let's go off. Got one, a few more. Oops. I see that.
Yeah.
Yep. All tool.
What you think?
Tool. Yeah. For all sure. Tool.
All tool. I agree. All tool. Oh, we got one more. I don't know what kind of car this is, so we're gonna have to guess here. And that may matter. So let's see. I would say, well, I'm looking at it. It's all tool.
What is that thing? I mean, yeah, I would tool that, but I'm trying to figure out what kind of car it is. Looks like a Range.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm tooling that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm tooling that. Middle of the door. I want my tool. Let me see. Let me make sure we don't have any other. All right. That was it. So let's talk about a little bit about actual glue pulling. If you guys have questions, please feel free to leave them in the chat, and we'll definitely get to them. Let's talk a little bit about some methods that you use, Ryan. I can go first if you want to. I know it's kind of a shock.
No, go ahead. What tools I use?
Just the methods, some techniques that you may use. When you're actually pick and share,
you know, it really depends on the weather. If it's humid out, I'll use a torch on the panel or a heat gun to try to get the moisture off of the panel, which really makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I use alcohol all the time, and one thing I remember hearing in one of the podcasts before, you know, try not to just wipe all through the damage, because you're pulling contaminants from either side and putting them back in the center. So a lot of times I'll just wipe one way, spray the towel or spray the panel and wipe it. Heat's really done a lot. You don't want to make that panel hot, but you're really trying to get the moisture out of the air. We have a ton of humidity here in Maryland, so you want to get that humidity clear. Make sure your glue's the right, you know, good temperature, hot. And the other thing it's helped on, and some, yeah, and I still do it. When you're glue pulling and it's a weird, super sharp dent, make little lines with one of your little Posca markers or, you know, one of the vehicle markers you can write on. Draw a line right through the center. And then you can get your tab right on there. And it really helps. I'll do it, like I said, still to today. If something's really sharp, I'll draw a line right through it to make sure I get that tab right where it's supposed to be. Because if you pull that tab the wrong way, here's the crease. You make this side high or you make this side high. So you want to get that tab, that first pull in that center and get it up. So, you know, I use a mixture of the slide hammer and the mini lifter. It really depends on location of the damage. You know, obviously a roof rail, most of the times you're not going to use a mini lifter.
Right.
Because those feet are going to push down on both sides and you're going to make a ton of work. We've all done it.
Yes, I was just about to say that. I've been doing that a lot lately, and having to kind of clean up my mess after from misuse of the mini lifter.
Just the feet?
Yeah, the feet. Yeah, just really making some impressions that I'm not not trying to have there. So, and I should be using a slide hammer.
You know, the other thing with the slide hammer, make sure you pull straight out. If you're pulling from side to side, it's going to manipulate that metal in a different way.
Definitely.
And there's no science to the whole how hard to pull. It's kind of a feel thing. You know, sometimes I'll get one on there and that glue is just grabbed and you can just feel it. And if you really yank, it's going to be a huge mound. And sometimes I'll get on there and
too much work. Yeah.
sometimes I'll just pop it and you can feel it. One of the hardest things, and I just figured this out a couple months ago, when you have the tabs and they're stuck on the panel, you spray alcohol, can't get them off, a torch.
Yeah.
Heat.
You gotta,
heat.
But, yeah. You got to be careful because if you already sprayed alcohol and all of a sudden you're going to go in with a torch.
It's not good. You're fine.
That's what I was saying before. You're okay.
Spraying alcohol on that. I'm just saying. I don't know. I got a little ball, like some flames on a panel.
It's fine. It burns. It evaporates so fast. It isn't like it burns for a long period of time. So, you know, but that's some little tricks and tips and techniques.
What I've noticed, if when you do prep the panel, I think it's better to prep it with glass cleaner.
That's you. Yeah, you were saying that.
I'm telling you that will make a world of difference. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Obviously, you can get great alcohol. But when I'm not, for some reason, when it's just not bonding with the glue, I'll grab some Windex or whatever, just not the vinegar one. And just kind of let it sit for 5 seconds, wipe it, and I don't know, I get the strongest pull after that. So that's kind of my tip when I glue pull. One of the questions was what is the best tool, I believe? What is your favorite for taking out small hail damage? And I want to show you guys this old style glue tab. I'm going to share with you guys. This is from Dent Craft, and it's the 20 millimeter right here. Those tabs are kind of soft. They're not hard like the gangrene tabs. And Ryan, you were saying about when you pull, you make sure you have to pull straight up. Well, the heads on that are forgiving. The stem is freaking. And because you can't see it, I can bring one on the show, but you can't see it, but it's kind of round. Right here, and man, that thing will pull the center of that dent up. It's not the strongest tab. It's not going to have the hardest pull, but on small hail damage, this can save you a ton of time with pulling the center or these little crazy different angles that you're pulling on the rails. I had a 15-year tech working with me, and we were doing hail for about, I don't know, we were probably on our 20th, 30th car, and I was one pull, knocked down, keep it moving, and he was with the gangrene, and it was just pulling too hard for him. It just wasn't right. This was perfect for the type of hail that we were doing. So I have a bunch of these. I hope they don't discontinue these, but definitely grab yourself a handful of these when you're doing small little nickel-sized hail. So that's my little tip and techniques, I think.
My pro tip is just really make sure when you're using that mini lifter, being careful. Like if that metal's super soft, I was working at an M3 the other day, 2015, 2014, 2015, baby blue. I just posted it on my Instagram. I used the mini lifter, and it was not the right application for that car. I ended up fixing probably another half hour's worth of work just from not using a slide hammer. Nice pull dog. A couple pulls would have been nice, but no, I used the mini lifter.
All right, let's see if we can go to some questions here. Dave, can you grab the questions if you can?
You have one up here. It was from Mark. It says, when you're pulling, are you using a slide hammer or mini lifter? One of my comments in there was to say it really depends on the damage.
It does.
You know,
and
if you're using,
if
you're using it on aluminum, definitely use a mini lifter. Reason why is when you're slamming that slide hammer, it's moving a whole lot of area at one time. When you're using a mini lifter, it's pushing down and pulling just that center. So,
yeah. But I mean, if that glue is locked on there and you're yanking and yanking and yanking, you are literally just, if you don't need that much force, you're just creating a whole lot more work for yourself.
I think for the last like 8 or 9 months, I've probably been using the slide hammer about 80 to 90% of the time.
And I have two. I have like a light one, and I have a heavier one. You know, so I have two for different applications, but it
And there's another one that I purchased. I can't remember where I purchased it. I think we were just talking about it before the show or during the show. The one with the spring on the end of it. Was that the same bulldog?
The bulldog.
That one is nice. It actually absorbs a little bit of that snapping, I guess, effect and actually just creates even more of a pull. And I think since we're on a glue pulling topic, I think there's some steel tabs from Dendal. And you guys think about ordering those or not really?
I still haven't even figured out the push-pull movement of bending it the other way. Right now I'm using it just as a flat bar for fenders, but and I really need to understand how to use it when actually pulling. Or how to bend it the other way and use the tips.
But when you come,
you know, use it inversely, like inversely. I'm still trying to figure that part out.
Well, I when you come down, I can show you how I do it.
I'm gonna need that. Yeah.
All right, so let's go over some more questions. Do we have anything? Do you have any questions?
Let's see here. When pulling a large dent 10 to 12 inches, would you start pulling near the crown and use a blending hammer with the pull?
I mean, I would definitely pull this. I don't know, maybe the center. It depends on kind of the shape. But I would probably use a Dendal. I don't have the Kiko one. But if you can get the Kiko, is it the K-bar? What's the one with the feet on it?
Oh, it's putting me on the spot now.
I would use the Kiko.
Well, they have the K-bar with the attachment, and then they have like this. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
Let me
see. We just spent 12 hours with Kiko.
Let me see.
That's so terrible.
I know. But it's this. Let me see what it
the
is.
The slot. It's not the, like, the slot. Something with the slot.
No.
Come on. That's just sad.
We are not good. We are not good. He's going to be so upset.
Yeah.
The K bridge.
There it is. So, yeah, use the K beam bridge and put some tension on that center and then knock down a crown. It's going to be a combination of both. So, you're pulling and then you're knocking down a little bit of the crown. You're going to hear it sound different depending on the panel. And then you have to tighten it up some more, knock down that crown, tighten it up some more. I will say I do have the slot bar from Sal. And I think the K bar, it's a lot more narrower and the feet can move around. So I believe it's like 24 inches long when the slot bar is on the center. It's just not long enough for me right now. So I'm actually going to make a longer one. And because he doesn't sell a longer one, so but I can use the Dendal the same way too because I have the 22 heavy, so I tend to use that because I don't have that K bridge. So hopefully that answers your question.
Now, another actually really good question from Nixon: can dent glue repair be used on old vehicles pre clear coat with old thick steel? You can use it on the single stage. On lacquer, it doesn't work. It'll literally, not all the times, but it'll pull the paint. Lacquer is a super brittle paint, so sometimes it'll really yank the paint off of there if it's on lacquer. I have used it on single stage. You have to watch it with the alcohol because obviously there's no clear coat, but it can be used in instances on the thick steel. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So, you know, there really isn't a yes or no
that
answer.
Steel is completely different on those cars. So it's going to react completely different. Yeah. So you got to watch yourself on that one. Any other questions? Man, you guys were going through those quick. Work depends on the damage location. Hey, while we're waiting, guys, if you can, please give us a thumbs up. That would be appreciated. I'm just seeing the text. Thank you for whoever hit that thumbs up button. Appreciate it. So let's go over another picture since we're waiting on some questions to come in. This one is actually from Christian from Five Star Dent Repair. And let me put that up for you guys.
So we do have another thing. Rick says, have you guys, he's done a complete entire retail hail car with just glue. Actually, it's funny because Dave was in town last year doing some hail with me, and we did almost a whole black Porsche hail car because we didn't want to take anything apart with all glue.
And even the sunroof, like that plastic sunroof cover thing.
Yeah.
All glue.
This is off topic, but have any of you guys fixed trim just to get the car out?
I've tried, and I can't figure it out. I've truly tried on a hail car that they wrote it for replace just to see if I could do it.
Right.
And they're doing it. I just don't know. You know what I mean? This is another part of the industry. We just don't.
We got to get a hail guy that can fix trim. I've done it once, and I've only worked, on one car. I did all four pieces of trim, and I done it once, and it was a fluke. I can't say I can fix trim. But, no, it's not glue pulling. I think they're tooling it, right? I mean, I tooled the one that worked. I wasn't glue pulling.
A lot of those guys are glue pulling them.
Oh, they're glue pulling the trim?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we got to get a hail guy on here to figure out that one. I guess I don't do enough hail. Or we don't do enough hail. So let me show you this from Five Star. He just sent me the picture. What you think? That's a good one.
Glue and then tool.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think I might be all tool, like a nice rubber.
Right. Might as well get most of the bulk out. Get most of the bulk out with the glue and then tool it. You have less cleanup.
Do you think the tab tape will pull that?
No.
It will not move it?
No. It's too compact. You've got that body line. You know, I don't think. I'd love to try it.
Right.
That sweet Eclipse quarter pound.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jeez.
All right. He's got a few more, but I want to get to these questions. What was it? Slyhammer, do we have any questions? Oh, did you pull paint with cold glue, or can you pull paint with cold glue?
Yeah, you can. It really depends if it's – I've never done it, but I have seen on some of the forums that people have pulled like aftermarket paint, or if there was body filler behind it that wasn't correctly put on, you could pull it. But I've never pulled paint with just cold glue. I mean, unless the paint's broken and you're on that edge,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've never. Because as soon as the paint sticks to the cold glue, it's trash. You really can't get it off of there, cut that piece out. But
does the cold glue ever kind of leave a residue on a car?
It does. It'll leave. And what I don't know if I use it right either. I take the cold glue, I heat it up with a torch,
mm-hmm.
really make it sticky, and then I put it on the car. Then when I use it, it leaves like a little black surround, and I'll just take the tab tape and kind of dab it to try to get the residue back on there because you're reusing that piece, mm-hmm. and then just straight alcohol, and it wipes right off. So.
Okay. Glue, you can just wipes right off, or
yeah, you just spray it with the alcohol and just right off of there, it'll come right off.
Do you guys reuse your microfibers, or do you just always buy new ones?
I'm
just buying new ones.
Like reuse them, put them in the washer.
Well, because have you ever wiped, gone to wipe a pan on, there's still glue on it from the last time you were glue pulling something, and it leaves a nice little streak.
I actually just did a car. I did a cleanup hail car for another company.
Oof.
Polish this panel, take a towel, like looks like a fresh micro towel, and scratched it.
Mm.
So I ended up wet sanding a buff of that out. But, you know, I do reuse it a lot of times. I
buy new ones. Like I'll use it two or three times max. And then I just went to Costco the other day. He's like, you need all of these? I said, yeah, I need all of them. Give me all of them.
These are the absolute best microfibers to buy.
Oh yeah, the Costco,
them,
right?
Get them at Costco. Yeah. These things are awesome. Yep. Awesome. Yeah,
I think it's like ones. $11 for 36, right?
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Yeah,
they're not too bad. We got one more picture from Christian while we let these questions roll through. Oh, come
Rick's
on.
Asking, have we used plastic razors to remove the glue off the body? I don't have any. I know what he's talking about, but I have not used it.
Wow.
It's like
that's what little, comes with the kit.
It looks like a fake razor blade that's in plastic.
Yeah. Nope, I use my fingers. That's what I use, my fingernails.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. I think this is an Equinox. I don't know if there's any access in the hood area right there.
Yeah, there is.
There is right there?
I believe so.
Okay. What would you do? I think I would glue pull a lot of it.
I'm glue and then tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. All right. We agree. Any other? We got questions rolling in. Let's see. Drying and low heat detailers do this all the time. But if you...
The only problem with washing them and then drying them is if there's glue in there, it's just going to make a mess. You know what I mean?
Oh, the glue. Yeah.
Yeah.
So have any of you guys tried the root beer glue? Chris, I would like to know where you live because that's going to determine.
Got it in my box. I just have not run one. I've got it from MTE. I think Ansem is giving them out in their little gift bags.
Nice. When you bought something from them?
I think so.
Okay. Would you mind lifting for hell except on rails? Okay. Any other questions?
Chris is from North Carolina.
Oh, he's from North Carolina?
That's what it looks like. It says NC.
So it's got to pull over here. That's a high humidity area like us.
I guess I could try some tomorrow.
Yeah, try it. See how it is. How does it, Chris? Have you tried the favorite over here? So... Let us know if you've tried the green in the chat if you can. Dave, what are your techniques? What are some of your tricks you do? With glue.
Wipe the panel down.
What do you use?
Put the green glue on a gangrene tab and pull.
Oh, man. So you use no other tab? It's
super simple. I'm using gangrene tab. I keep it simple. I mean, gangrene tab. I don't get complicated with all the tabs. I use gangrene tabs with green glue. I have too many lifters, and then I got two slide hammers. I got a Kiko mini lifter, the Robo lifter, and then I just have like the stock one that I think Ryan brought on maybe one time.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about last time, the regular average. I think everyone has that mini lifter,
silver
with the black feet. And then I have a light. I don't even know the poundage or the pounds of it, but I got a small light glue pulling hammer and then a heavier one. And that's it. Some Atlas tabs for the bigger damage, some gangrene tabs for the smaller damage, and that's it.
There you go.
Just keep it. So, I mean, I keep it super simple. A lot of times.
So you work on high-end vehicles, yeah, which has a lot of aluminum.
Okay.
What have you noticed? What do you do different on aluminum panels?
I mean, I'm trying to do everything I can to get a tool on it.
Right. Okay. I'm
doing everything. I prefer having the tools in my hand rather than glue.
Personally. Okay. Well, true. So aluminum, when you know it's aluminum panel, you're kind of bypassing the glue a little bit more until you can't get on that dent, and then you'll go to glue. Basically what you're saying.
I'll go to tool.
Right. You go to tool, But if you can't get on it, then you'll have to go to glue. So you don't go glue first. You just try to tool it, even though on the steel panel, you probably could glue it.
Correct.
And get it up. You're not even wasting time on an aluminum panel.
Correct.
Okay.
But a lot of these higher-end cars don't have severe damage. So it's – and if they do, they're probably getting painted. So it's not like it's – I'm having to fix these crazy smashes on aluminum panels. So that – I mean, it's
– Right.
You're not doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That threshold is not – you're not capable of fixing a huge smashed-in quarter panel, a huge smashed-in fender the same way you can on an aluminum car.
True.
And Ward's talking about the root beer tabs. They definitely pull hard. I like them, the oval ones.
Yeah, I keep it super simple.
So you don't have the root beer, right, Dave?
I think I have the two little. I think I have the two little packs that you made me buy, or Ryan made me buy. At MTE. So I have
Have you used them?
I have. I use the little football oval ones every now and then. But for the most part, it's gangrene.
You guys got to know, we let the youngster spend all his money on the stupid stuff.
And then I just...
Then we buy it.
I just still keep... Yeah.
All right. So how long have you guys been in business? Let me do the math.
In business or actually doing paintless?
I guess
for a long time.
In business. In your business. Can you guys hear me? Ryan, you there?
I'm here.
In business.
I don't even know.
I'm doing math in my head. Like, I mean, coming up on my 10th anniversary of in business, and my I guess my 13th year of pushing.
I'm going on almost 10.
Yeah, a little longer than that, but you know, I've been pushing since 2001. So
yeah,
that's a long time.
Yeah, they literally just took us all.
Yeah,
back
it took me back.
I got memory lane.
Oh one or oh two? Yeah, it's been a long time. I think it was 2001 or 2002. I don't remember the exact year, but it was a long time ago. It was definitely a long time ago. Don't regret it. It's been a good career.
So what tool companies were out at that time? Where did you buy your tool?
I remember I was an old Wiz, so I had the Wiz handmade tools, which some of them were great.
Mm-hmm.
They used to buy stuff from Dentcraft.
Okay.
So they had in-house, you know, we would have Dentcraft tools.
Okay.
But I think there was like some Dent Magic had tools. A1 had stuff out.
I remember Dent Magic. Are they still around? I mean, I ordered some stuff from them, I think, two years ago, I think.
PDR Outlet's been around a long time.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
But I wasn't into the tools as much as I am now. It's so different now than it used to be. We used to fix, like, some of the stuff I still have. I'm like, how did I fix cars with this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, how did I ever fix a car without a light? How did I fix it with a reflection board? Yeah. I don't even know now, you know? I used to buy Stanley glue from Home Depot and like fill the basket. And now I look at this stuff and I'm like, this stuff is 10 times better.
Yeah.
It really is. So
I remember the day we used to run Walmart glue. And Walmart changed the formula, so they had a cloudy and a clear. And we would go to different Walmarts and only try to get the clear because the cloudy wasn't pulling as hard. And I was on this rail, and I was just frustrated. I was on this rail 4 or 5 hours, and I just could not get this one little pit out. I tried everything. And a guy walked over there with his little glue tab on, like, I think it was green or black at the time because I think the wave went to black, at least where I was at. And man, that black glue pulled better than the black. I still have that case somewhere, but I bought a case of the black glue. I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. And that was the trend, and then we went to green.
I used Dent Out Red a lot, and that company's okay. still around with the same glue, so
mm-hmm.
you know.
2002.
Tab was what I was on before you guys got me on that green.
What's that?
I said Tab was what I was on before you got me on that green.
It's a consistent glue. It just doesn't pull the hardest. It's very consistent. But hey, guys in the chat, if you guys do PDR, hey, put the year that you guys started. I'm actually interested. I got 2002, 2001. Say, so, hey, you know, if you're still watching, put in the chat when you started doing PDR, what year? And don't forget to give us a thumbs up when you're done doing that. question on address it or not, but
where do you guys think the industry is headed?
I think a lot more people are learning what PDR can do. I really think the market is still strong for PDR. I think the one thing that you got to worry about is the self-driving cars, the different metals that are coming out. I just watched a video, which I sent Ryan, and I'm about to link it right now when these guys start talking. But it scares me that the Hyundai high strength steel, the guy was standing on it and it wouldn't even move. So if they start putting that in cars, Hyundai, you're not fixing that. It almost is like at that point, it's the Saturn. So that's where I got my eyes out for. As far as the business and competition, I always say there's enough work out there, but I'm starting to see a lot of people learning what PDR is. A lot of detailers are saying, oh, you should just get the dent guy. What do you mean dent guy? Oh, yeah, they can fix this. So a lot more people are learning what PDR is. You got a lot more drivers on the road. So I don't know. I think there's still a market for PDR, and I think there will be for the next 10 to 15 years. It's just – I think the game changer is the metals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to actually link that video.
There was a question in here. Do you think the younger generation is not coming to fill our shoes? Rick, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Dave O's been doing it a lot less years than I have. And he's fixing some bad stuff. I mean, you know, when I started, the stuff that's getting fixed now, not a chance. We would send it. All day long, send it to the mm-hmm. body shop. Mm-hmm. So I think the younger crowd now, I think they're fixing the larger stuff because they have guys that are out there that are really fixing the bad stuff, and they're like, let's try this. You know, back in the day, there was never – I would have experience techs saying, no, send it to the body shop, send it to the body shop. You know, I do see the industry changing in that way. The other thing is I remember when I first started – retail was not even a thing. It was mainly dealer, 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 dealer. And I think retail's really changed the market a lot too. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's still a lot of people that don't know about this industry.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And it's weird because you get, it's so crazy. You get the manager that basically just kind of acts like we're just the bottom of the barrel. Just listen is better. I only wanted pay this amount of money for it, you know, and they have a different look on PDR. I don't know. It's I don't know if that in that side of it's getting better. I know a body shops use us a lot. I mean, we did six body shops today. So they're starting to use PDR more and more for the WEOs, the missed dents that they may have missed after they painted it. So they're starting to see the value of PDR. So I don't know.
I mean, I have a good friend that owns a couple body shops, and he tells me all the time, I make more money when you do the repair.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's making more money with me fixing it than he is, right. You know, as in time, as in cost of materials. So, you know, the industry's definitely changed that way. The body shops are definitely utilizing, you know, our stuff.
Yeah, I do think, Jess said PDR is going to be hand in hand, and Q, you're definitely right. Big Dents is the future. I really think they will be working hand in hand with each other. I don't know, but the body work is a dying breed. I mean, I looked at some of the body shops, and there's not a lot of young people actually in body shops. So,
no, I think in 10 years, this industry is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, they're already, every time I go into a body shop, they say, do you know any techs that are looking for work or looking to move? And so there's just not enough techs out here right now, and let alone estimators. I mean, you know, Geico's pumping them out, but true estimators, they're just hard to come by now. Experience, I would say, because, you know, you need to know that one before you feel it, though. You need to actually put your hand, you know, grinded that panel at one point and painted at least something, at least been through some trial before you can clearly write an estimate. Yeah. That's just me, but yeah, it is.
No, you're definitely right.
He said they make a killing off of me. Yeah, I know. So now we have PDR and body in one shop. So they now have PDR and body shop. Yeah. Jess, how does that work out? Is the PDR guy in-house, or he just has a company built in with the body shop? Good text from the hacks. Yes, it will. Yes, you're right, Q. I agree with you. Elbow in the maximum hood. Yeah. Now, like I said, I don't know if I want to address this question, but it says something about your opinion on 1-800. What that is? Just want to make sure we get everybody's question.
I've never used it. I know Benny from Philly uses 1-800-DENT-DOC.
What is
quite
that?
A bit. So it's like a warranty company. It's like a Ding Monkey or a Nation Safe Drivers. So
okay. Yeah, I don't know. I've had a little falling out with one last week, stressing me out with this new, you know, I was blessed enough to be able to get the owner's number, and we've been doing business for the last 5 years, and high strength steel, 4 or 5 inch dent came in. I knew their limit. The customer's standing there looking at me, and I'm kind of got to make a decision whether to do it for cheaper or not. And I said, let me see what I can do. It's just a Nissan. But he kind of went back to, you know, hey, we only do $75 dents, take it or leave it. And I have them work well. Some of them don't. Do you know anything about the 1-800-DICK-DOC? Have you, Dave?
I have.
No.
Yeah. Some of them have real strict rules. You know, they say nothing over 1 inch. And then the customer's looking at you and they kind of blame you. So I don't really like that, you know.
Me neither. I just had the same instance that happened with
– crazy.
It was a customer with an Audi. It was a pretty big – you know, it was a decent size, 5-6 inch crease over the headlight of an Audi A7. Mm-hmm. The front of those hoods are terrible to work on all the way up by the headlight. So you call the company, you let them know, hey, this is a denial. They're like, okay, we'll send a denial letter. Never called the customer, never let her know. So I get a call, the customer's aggravated. And I'm like, she's like, I haven't heard anything, you know, kind of pissed off. I ended up doing the car full retail last week. She was very happy, left me a great review on Google. But it was still the point of I had to deal with their customer.
Yeah. With no kind of respect, no regard of anything. It's just only pay $75. So it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's just not worth it. We're just not set up as PDR companies kind of grow. They have a lot of overhead. We're not just guys running around here with little trucks, no lettering. And that's basically what I said. You know, he told me he had thousands of techs he can choose from. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, if my company will stop from your business, then I'm not doing anything right. So you know, I've got to stop and we got to move forward. I can't do dents for the price that you want to get done, especially with this aluminum and high strength steel. You know, and I said, you may want to, you know, look at this stuff. You may want to up the price when it comes to the fenders, the doors, the hood. You know, I think it was only side panels on his contract, but you know, you may want to charge $200 more. So, you know, they're kind of out of touch, it seems like, with the new exotic metals that are coming out.
So, Josh Slick's asking, how did I fix that Audi? I pulled the little, you can't even get through, like, if you remove the hood latch, because on that car, there's two latches up in the top of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get through there at all. So there's a little hood bumper towards where the grill would be. Pull the hood bumper out and a shave tool all the way over and just work it. And it was long. I mean, it was far away.
Oh man. But,
hey, she was happy. Dent looked good. And
yeah. On the
next one.
Yep. Any other questions? Price strong. So push back. Once you explain, you get. Yeah. There is some warranty companies that are pretty good. I think there was a GM one that I did, very good. Nation Safe Drivers was pretty good. I don't know, they made some changes, but they were pretty good. Yeah, I won't say the guy's name that I had a little falling out. I'll just keep it at that. But, you know, there's a company that I won't do. There's the largest one, you know, largest company I probably won't do any business with. I make sure they pay credit card before I do the dent. So, but yeah, just watch yourself with the dent warranty, because they'll call you, hey, we'll send you a check in 2 weeks. And I'm like, nope, credit card right now. So customer standing right here, they want to get dent done, or you can pay my 2 weeks and check customer and take a second trip back, especially if you're a new client of ours. So and I think, you know, speaking about any opportunities, you know, your dent warranty, dealerships, body shops, you know, don't try to be, you know, put all your eggs in one basket. So I think that's when you can actually have a little bit more power. You can stand strong and just say, you know, either take it or leave it. Either way, I'm going to keep working. And, you know, I have customers of mine that, you know, that I can go fix their cars. What's the deal with the event coming? Yes, so Q, the event is coming. We had a little issue with the website that should be ironed out probably right now, but we're just not going to tell anybody about it. A little issue with the website. So please join the book that went along. Probably won't be May 19th. It definitely won't be May 19th. We're probably going to push it back to give some people the opportunity to plan. But it's definitely coming next month. So sorry about that. Any recommendations? The real open doors, such as the Gentown body lines. Dodge Challenger on body lines.
Ultra double bend with a rubber tip, and then the PDR Finesse 226.
Yep. Or take the door apart. Certain dents, I can dent dial that dent in 45 minutes or less. The nastiest dent you can see on a Challenger. The dent dial makes short work of that car, of those dents.
And now, are you using the pulling method or the pushing method?
It depends on where the dent is at.
Because I don't understand it.
I'm telling you, it depends on because
you're supposed to stick everything. It inside. So say the window's out. You're supposed to stick it inside, right? Mm-hmm. And then pull, and it's actually pushing, right?
Against the body line. I'll show you when you get here.
Mind blown.
But I'm telling you, you have so much power. You can just one hand push it, and you're good. If you take the door panel and all that stuff out,
right.
But if you use it just like how you use it, like a flat bar, it actually does quite well too.
No, it does great. That's the only way I use it. I'm just still trying to understand the inverse way of doing it, where I'm pulling. and it's still pushing.
Right.
Science, Dave. It's science.
You gotta bend like this.
The panels on this side, you know, obviously you're tilted like this, but the panels right here, the back side of the inner panels here, and you basically leverage it off of here, and then now you're pulling to the dead. And you're like that. Oh, I don't know. Hopefully this works.
I see what you're saying.
Works well. Okay. So you put your tip.
Yeah.
You put your tip kind of like right here where my wrist is.
Yeah.
And you basically, you're pulling, you know, like this. And so you're standing obviously over here, and you're kind of just pushing as in my wrist.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, you get so much power with that, and you can put the everyday tip on those body lines. Oh man, game over, yo! You can push those dents, and like, it takes you a minute to set up. So it takes you like 15 minutes to set up, 15 minutes to do the dent, put the door back together, boom, done. It's easily 2 inches done in like 15, 20 minutes of actual push down. I don't see the hat on the website. Pushing ain't easy. Yes. So the hat, the pushing ain't easy hat is exclusive. If you want one, send me some information. I'll send you one. Actually, for the first three people that send me their information, they'll get one. It's not on the website. It was a limited order of the pushing ain't easy hats. And it's actually a 3D fist. It's pretty nice. So I'm going to put my email down here. It's just going to be timestamp, guys. So the first three people who want a hat, I'll send it out.
Still waiting.
You want one? Oh, that's right. Well, you'll get one before Ryan, guys. I got to make another order, but there you go. So just send me your issue for the first three people.
Jonathan Shepherd is asking if anybody's hiring. He says I'm just getting screwed. I am hiring. Says he's working for a body shop. They make anywhere in between $200 and $500 an hour, and I'm doing PDR. He gets paid by the same hourly wage. So we're hiring RPS dent repair at Gmail. Send me your resume if you're willing to relocate. I don't know where you're located, Jonathan. So
he posted something down here. Chris, you're posting your email address. You gotta send me an email. Just send me your, you know, name, address, and I'll ship it out on Wednesday. Three available. So first three people that emails me their contact information. Anybody hiring? There was one question I asked about the body shop. I've been a tech for 4 years. I'm 24 years old. And he has been doing it since 98. Okay. And I absolutely love PDR and the best jobs. Yep, it's not for everyone. You're absolutely right. Very good tips from Hacks. So I don't know if that question was answered. Basically, is the in-house, I guess he's the in-house PDR. Who asked that question? Oh, Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly is the first one to send me his address. So he gets a hat. Come on, two more. Let's see here. Da, da, da. All right, Williams gets a hat. Come on, Chris, you're going to miss the boat. every generation. All right, so we are coming up on 05. We have one more. I hope Chris gets his hat. Hopefully your thumbs are typing. But if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them now because we're about to wrap it up. Dave, you want to plug yourself real quick? Don't forget Windy to hit City Dent
Repair YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Find me. I'm working on new content. I got a bunch of stuff coming out. I've just been working diligently in Final Cut Pro, trying to get all this stuff going. So it's just taking time. I got to edit Ryan's stuff now. He's about to send me a bunch of stuff. So.
Ryan's on YouTube, guys. If you guys didn't know, but we'll let you know when this channel is launched. Coming.
I got stuff coming. I got stuff in the works. So
you want to share or no? No, this week you're not sharing? Just, okay.
It's going to be a meta.
All right. Cool.
I'm working.
Ryan.
RPS dent repair. On it all. On everything. Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace.
MySpace. All right, guys. So go ahead.
Yeah, you're good. Do your thing.
So we're trying to put together some topics. So if you guys definitely want certain topics, please feel free to email me. My email's there. Email Ryan, email Dave. And we're actually we actually have a list. So Chris, you got your address in. So good. So if you guys have it, marketing, anything. I think me and Dave were thinking about doing a marketing video. Me, Dave, and Ryan. Ryan's the godfather of marketing and branding, so we got to get him in it. But any topics, that's what we're looking for right now. We want to keep this interesting. Ryan, you want to plug your hats?
Yeah, I got some fresh new hats. They turned out pretty good. Got the hat guy. He's the dude.
So, Ryan, I am going to post a picture of your hats, if I can find it real quick. And if are you selling them, Ryan?
Yeah, they're $25. PayPal. I'll put it up here. Whatever the PayPal thing is.
I'm gonna show you guys the hats. They're crazy.
They're super high quality. Nice. They're fitted. I mean, they're really really well made. They're not like a cotton material. It's almost like a polyester, but like a nylon cotton mix. Repel water. They turned out really, really good. I'm really happy with it. So,
sorry guys, I had that up and went down. Hopefully, you guys seen that those hats. You have all these colors.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Okay. So, if you guys want a nice RPS hat, just hit up Ryan, and we'll get you one of these nice ones. Chris Dillon's touch. What are you selling them for, Ryan?
25. I mean, that's what I paid for them. So,
okay. Dave, how's the new tech?
I got stuff coming. trying to get this.
Is he doing okay?
We got a full day tomorrow. He's doing well. He's doing really, really well.
I got a question. Learning. How are you feeling? Your first, you're teaching. Is this your first person you taught?
Correct.
Okay, so are you teaching? How are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel confident. There's a lot of challenges. We have a whole other episode for that, I think we can do. I do have a bunch of stuff in the works of how it makes me feel, how it makes him feel, how we're learning together. I got a bunch of stuff coming, so that'll all be later. Later.
Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up, you know, and get the word out there. Join our Facebook page.
Yep, it's in the description.
We're going to have our Instagram page launching very, very soon.
I just have a question. Mm-hmm. Everyone always wants to know pricing. It's always, do you do stuff on pricing? And I want to know why that is. Why does everyone want to know the secret to pricing? That's what I want to know. Why does everyone always think that pricing, the topic of that, will then in return make them more money? Do you know what I mean?
I think it's different per market.
I don't know. I think we can do a show on it, but my philosophies on the actual money and the pricing part are completely different, I think, from others.
Well, let's touch upon it. I mean, I
don't think we should. We will do a show on that.
I think, you know, our pricing is similar, and it's very easy to find my pricing. So
I find it fascinating that everyone always wants like the key that everyone always wants, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll touch on that though. For sure. I want to.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys, I know you guys, everybody's emailing me right now, but I do have other hats on the website, pdrpride.com. They just had a hard time making these, so that's why the limited supply. So let me see if I can get some more, because I have like five or six people that email me. So, but there is a Stay Dent Free. There is a Hell Yeah. So hats, pdrpride.com. It actually is made to order. So just give it, I guess, like 2 weeks to come in. So just check that out. It has shirts, and it's high quality shirts, guys. So it's not some cheap stuff. So check out that, our apparel. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. I think that's the last question, wasn't it?
That was it. So
that was it. Thanks for joining, everybody.
See you next Monday.
Yes, sir.
Send the topics.
Yes.
See you later.